This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Chairman of China International Development Corporation Agency, Chen Xiaodong, calls on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. Meeting focuses on implementing development cooperation agreements from past high-level visits. 72% of paddy plantation target achieved nationwide so far this year. Federal Civil Service Bill to be sent to Legislation Management Committee for clause-wise deliberation. And UK and 27 other nations condemn Israel over killing of Gaza civilians seeking aid. Now the news in detail. A delegation led by Chen Xiaodong, chairman of the China International Development Corporation Agency, SIDCA, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli at the Prime Minister's residence in Balabatar today. During the meeting, the two sides discussed Nepal-China bilateral relations, the four memorandums of understanding signed at the Ministry of Finance yesterday, and the implementation of development cooperation agreements reached during previous high-level visits. Prime Minister Oli reiterated Nepal's commitment to the One China policy and highlighted the long-standing friendship between the two countries. He thanked the Chinese side for prioritizing infrastructure reconstruction at the Rastragadi border post, which was damaged by a recent flash flood, and noted Nepal's readiness to support the process. The Prime Minister also emphasized the importance of ensuring smooth operation of other border points, along the Kimathanka Road and advancing projects under the Belt and Road Initiative, BRI, to help transform Nepal from a landlocked to a land-linked country. Early on Monday, the SIDCA delegation held talks with Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Podel on development cooperation, ongoing projects supported by China, and future initiatives. On the occasion, four memorandum of understandings for new projects were signed. Paddy plantation has been completed on 72% of the targeted area across the country as of the third week of July, according to the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development. This is 12 percentage points lower than the same period last year. Ministry spokesperson Mahananda Joshi said the crop has been planted on about 1 million hectares of land so far, out of the usual 1.4 million hectares used for paddy cultivation. He added that plantation is ongoing in some areas and is expected to reach 98% of the target by mid-August. Among the provinces, Sudhur Pashchim leads with 97% coverage, followed by Lumbini and Kurunali with 88% each. The Tarai region, which produces around 70% of Nepal's total paddy, remains the most productive area, while Hiru regions contribute about 30%. Last fiscal year, Nepal produced 5.72 million metric tons of paddy. This year's production is expected to reach 6 million metric tons. The ministry noted that a 10% change in rice output can affect the GDP by 1%. The National Assembly is currently in session at the Federal Parliament Building. Today, Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration, Bhagwati Navarez, said to present the Federal Civil Service Bill, proposing its referral to the Legislation Management Committee for clause-wise deliberation. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak will also table the Nepal Citizenship Second Amendment Bill, recommending the same committee handle detailed discussions. Additionally, the Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport and the Minister for Home Affairs will address lawmakers' questions related to their ministries. President Ramchandra Podel has unveiled the National Land Cover Map today at the President's office in Sital Nivas. The map, prepared by the Forest Research and Training Center under the Ministry of Forest and Environment, was presented to the President by the center's director, Dr. Rajendra Kesi. According to the newly published map, forest cover 46.08% of Nepal's total land area. In Bagmati province, the forest coverage stands at 58.62%. Speaking on the occasion, President Powell highlighted the importance of protecting forests from deforestation, and adopting sustainable practices to generate income from forest resources. The 9th Central Committee meeting of the CPN-UML is ongoing today at the party's central office in Chesal of Lalitpur. Party Publicity Chief Rajendra Gautam said members are sharing their views on key reports. Yesterday, 49 members discussed the party's statute amendment report by Vice Chairperson Vishnu Prasad Podel and the organizational proposal by General Secretary Shankar Bukhrel, votes slated for the second statute general convention. Most members supported the proposed statute amendment recommended by the party secretariat and Politburo. The meeting is expected to conclude today with a declaration addressing contemporary issues. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The UK, along with 27 other countries, has urged an immediate halt to the conflict in Gaza, highlighting the severe humanitarian toll on civilians. In a joint statement, the foreign ministers criticized Israel's method of delivering aid, describing it as inadequate and condemning what they called the slow and insufficient supply of essential resources, as well as killing of civilians seeking food and water. Among the signatories are foreign ministers from nations including Australia, Canada, France, Italy, Japan, New Zealand and Switzerland. According to Gaza Health Ministry, controlled by Hamas, over 100 Palestinians were killed by Israeli fire while waiting for food over the weekend, with an additional 19 deaths attributed to malnutrition. In response, Israel's foreign ministry dismissed the statement, calling it detached from the reality on the ground and accusing it of sending a misleading message to Hamas. Israel blamed the militant group for spreading falsehoods and disrupting aid efforts, emphasizing that progress depends on Hamas agreeing to a ceasefire and releasing hostages. Lawyers for Harvard University and the Trump administration clashed in a Boston courtroom over the decision to cut more than $2 billion in federal funding for Harvard's education programs, a move aimed at addressing aligned alleged anti-Semitism. According to the BBC, Judge Alison Burgos expressed skepticism about freezing medical research funds to combat anti-Semitism, calling the government's argument mind-boggling. The government lawyers defended the funding cuts as necessary penalties for anti-Jewish bias. During the hearing, Harvard's lawyer accused the government of interfering with the university's autonomy, while government lawyer argued that Harvard violated an executive order targeting anti-Semitism. Harvard has requested a ruling by the 3rd of September, the administration's deadline to settle federal grant obligations. Any decision will likely to be appealed and could reach the U.S. Supreme Court. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, along with the hilly regions of the country and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but be prepared. Wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Chairman of China International Development Corporation Agency Chen Xiaodong calls on Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli. Meeting focuses on implementing development cooperation agreements from past high-level visits. 72% of paddy plantation target achieved nationwide so far this year. Federal Civil Service Bill to be sent to Legislation Management Committee for clause-wise deliberation. And UK and 27 other nations condemn Israel over killing up Gaza civilians seeking aid. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.